Okay. So, welcome again to the podcast, and this is Joshua Matipa from the Republic of the Philippines. So, before we begin, this new article regarding Juan de la Cruz and Uncle Sam, the love-hate relationship between the United States and the Philippines, I would like to acknowledge Gonzali, which is my brother in Oddfellows, Samuel Sullivan. Hi, bro. Thank you for accepting me here in the podcast so that I may able to relate to our viewers about the Philippines from its relationship with the United States up to the presidential elections and why this presidential elections matter to the relationship between the United States and the Philippines. Okay, so before we begin, let me give you a fast facts about the Philippines and the United States. Okay, so the Philippines is one of the oldest allies of the United States in Asia-Pacific region. Okay, our relationship started in 1898 during the Spanish-American War when Admiral Dewey and Consul Wildman discussed with then General Emilio Aguinaldo on having a formal informal alliance between the United States and the Philippines to put down the Spanish power in the Pacific. Cool. Okay, so it started when the Americans defeated the Spaniards in the Battle of Manila Bay. Then the United States Navy assisted General Aguinaldo in his return to the Philippines to resume the Philippine Revolution, which was already signed through an armistice through the Pact of Biak na Bato. Okay, so because of the U.S. blockade with Spain in Manila Bay, Aguinaldo and the Filipino Revolutionary Forces were able to regain the island of Luzon just in 1 month. And on June 12, 1898, which is considered the Philippine Independence Day, Aguinaldo and his men declared the Philippine independence from Spain. Then from September 1898 until January 1899, the Filipinos were able to establish the first Philippine Republic, the first democratic and constitutional republic in Asia. So then there were, during that time, the Philippine-American relationship was deteriorated until such time that the United States, through the Treaty of Paris, paid Spain $20 million in exchange of the Philippines. So in February 4, 1899, there's an incident when an American sentry had shot a Filipino soldier near this bridge at Santa Mesa, Manila. So the Filipino-American broke out. So, by the way, it was formerly known as the Philippine Insurrection, but right now it is now considered and renamed the Philippine-American War. So it lasted 3 years between the United States Armed Forces and the Philippine Republic. So it was ended in 1902, July 4, 1902, when President Theodore Roosevelt declared the end of hostilities when one of the last generals, General Miguel Malvar, surrendered to the Americans. Okay? So from 1901 up to 1935, the Philippines is governed directly from Washington. Okay, so there's a series of governor generals ruled the Philippines until such time that the Philippines has established its own Commonwealth. It's called the Commonwealth of the Philippines with Manuel L. Quezon as its president. So according to this Commonwealth, the United States will have a transition period in the Philippines. So in preparation of its independence. So however, it was being interrupted by World War II when Japan invaded the Philippines. So this close relationship begins in World War II when both the Americans and the Filipinos had joined hands in stopping the Japanese in Bataan and in Corregidor. But in 1942, however, because of the pressures from the Japanese forces, the Filipinos and the Americans surrendered Bataan and Corregidor. So there began the infamous death march from Bataan up to Pampanga. Then they were being put into train from Pampanga to the Camp O'Donnell in Tarlac, in the province of Tarlac, in the island of Luzon. So during those times, during the Japanese occupation, both the Filipinos and the Americans continued fighting through guerrilla units from northern to Luzon up to Mindanao. They set up guerrilla units until such time that the Americans came back with led by General Douglas MacArthur, together with President Sergio Osmeño. President Osmeño was the vice president of President Quezon. So President Quezon died in New York in August 1, 1944, and President Osmeño succeeded him as president. Okay, so in 1944 up to 1945, the Americans together with the Filipinos had defeated the Japanese in the Philippine Islands. So a year later, after the liberation from the Japanese occupation, on July 4, 1946, the United States now recognized the Republic of the Philippines. So it does not end there. So in 1951, there's a mutual defense treaty, one of the oldest mutual defense treaty between the Philippines and the United States. It states here that in case of attack on either side, the other party will help and assist that country which attacked. For example, if the Philippines was attacked, the United States is obliged to help the Philippines on the time of invasion, and vice versa. When the United States is attacked or invaded, the Philippines will automatically help them. So it's a mutual relationship. So at the same time, the Philippines used to home the two biggest military bases of the United States, the Subic Naval Base and the Clark Air Base, which will be found at Central Luzon. So from the Korean and Vietnam War, from these bases in Subic and in Clark, the Americans were able to send supplies, men, and other war materials to that front, to those fronts, like in 1950s to 1953 during the Korean War, and most especially during the Vietnam War, where most of the American troops were stationed on Subic and Clark. However, during those times, a surging nationalistic ideology was being cultivated, and it is aimed against the Americans. Until such time, during 1986 People Power Revolution, which already overthrew Ferdinand Marcos and installed Corazon Aquino as the president of the Philippines. So after that, the expiration date for those bases were in 1992. So in 1991, the Philippine Senate rejected the extension of those bases, of the U.S. bases, okay, with 12 against and 11 in favor of retention of the U.S. bases. So, after that, so the Americans left those bases, and those bases are currently converted into business centers and free economic zones, both Subic and Clark. So, what's the importance of the Philippines in foreign relations in the United States? So, the Philippines, together with Japan and Korea, were one of the most closest allies in the Pacific. So it's very important that the United States will retain its influence in the Pacific. If she would able to retain her influence over the foreign affairs in the Philippines. So right now, let's go to the Philippine election this year, which is now held. Who will be the 60th president of the Philippines? So, as I have posted on my last article, we have 5 candidates, okay? The vice president, the former secretary of interior, 2 senators, and the mayor of Davao City in Mindanao. So, it's a royal rumble here. So, the difference between the politics in the Philippines and in the United States is the Philippine politics is personality based. So, there's no rigid ideology among those candidates. Sometimes they have their same position, sometimes they don't. They only base on the personality and how will they relate to foreign relations, especially with the United States. Okay? So, the relationship between the Philippines and the Americans is a love-hate relationship. So, many are a faction of the population were anti-American because of alleged abuses during from the Philippine-American War up to the U.S. bases in Subic and Clark, where there were tensions between the American military and the residents of those areas in Central Luzon. So it's very delicate. Whoever succeeds President Benigno Aquino III will either continue the policy of close relationship with the United States, in particularly the rise of China and the issue in South China Sea disputes among those nations. So whoever wins this election it will remain its close tactical relationship with the United States, or it will flip-flop and the Philippines will return its negotiations with the People's Republic of China regarding the Spratly Islands. So, the Philippines is is in a balancing act between those two powers, both the United States and People's Republic of China. So stay tuned to the next articles that I will be posting on the podcast, and I will give you the analysis regarding the Philippine elections of 2016. So bye for now and thank you. So okay, mabuhay. So, okay, and God bless both the Philippines and the United States.